This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We all know there is lots and lots of money in American politics right now. It's practically sloshing around out there, sloshing around. According to the New York Times, this weekend, of the $176 million given so far in the first stages of the 2016 presidential campaign, almost half of it has come from just 158 families, families that skew Republican. There are, for some context, about 120 million households in the U.S. overall. Nicholas Confessori is a national correspondent at the New York Times. He covers money and politics for the paper, and he shared the byline on the story. Nick, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here, Kai.
Who are these families, the 158 or so of them?
So they have a few things in common, Kai. They are almost all white, wealthy, and male. They come from two industries predominantly, finance and energy. But what struck me in the reporting was that these people are not from Exxon or Goldman Sachs. It's mostly men who struck out from those larger companies and became independent producers of oil, some wildcatters and frackers, people who set up hedge funds and venture capital firms, people who go it alone in business as well as in campaigns.
And you say in the piece that so far in the 2016 campaign, they appear to be leaning, they are leaning overwhelmingly toward the Republican side of the field.
What we're seeing is that almost all of the money so far flowing in from these families is flowing to Republicans. That's partly a consequence of the fact that the Republicans have a more competitive primary, and all of the candidates on that side have these big super PACs. But I think it also reflects a little bit about the way the politics of the super wealthy are flowing. What's interesting to me, though, Kai, is how little money, in some sense, there is.
Yeah.
There is an extraordinary amount of wealth in this country in many different industries. What strikes me about our list is who is not there. There is almost no tech money there, for example. So tech, Silicon Valley, is an industry that has minted billionaires and multimillionaires. You can make $1 billion in Silicon Valley without ever having an inspector come on to your oil patch. It's just a very different environment. I think it shapes their view of the role of government, and it shapes their activism in the campaign.
Two words here, Nick, that bear intensely on this entire discussion: Citizens United, the Supreme Court's case from 5 years ago about money in politics.
That's right. Almost all of this money is flowing through channels that were legalized by Citizens United. Almost all of it is going into super PACs. And Citizens United essentially allowed wealthy people, corporations, and labor unions to make unlimited contributions to these super PACs with the promise that they'd be independent from the candidates. Essentially, what it means is that a billionaire who might once have been barred from giving more than $2,000 or so dollars to a candidate can now give several million or 10 million or a billion if they want through the super PAC, which then supports the candidate. So this new world we're talking about is not possible really before 2010.
If I remember the article right, you didn't have a whole lot of luck, not terribly surprisingly, getting these people to talk to you, people from these 158 families. I am curious, though, as to their perception of their return on investment, you know?
Yeah, I think it is very hard to find a wealthy person who made a contribution who will say that they did it to protect their own wealth or to guard their own self-interest. You know, liberals and conservatives alike have ideologies of why they give, and the conservative wealthy people say that they give to preserve the system that allowed people to become successful like them, and they want others to follow in their footsteps. They believe that government and government spending threatens that system of wealth creation for everybody. But there are liberal people, and in some cases, they're business partners, right? So liberal and conservative people who work together at the same firms have radically different views about this. On the left, they say that they give despite their economic self-interest, that they think the country is better off if they pay more taxes.
Nick Confessori is covering money and politics in the 2016 cycle. His piece, it's online now, is about the families funding the 2016 presidential election. Nick, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.